This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on some of the great radio stations across America. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, as well as on the internet streams out there. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. To all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those mechanics, and the construction workers, as well as the bulk mail centers, the guys and girls out there hauling the mail back and forth, we appreciate everything you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God on this Easter weekend because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, if I were to tell you that a Democratic presidential candidate had just come out and called for the impeachment of President Donald Trump, the first one to do so, who would you think it might be?
Well, we know it's Elizabeth Warren.
But you wouldn't think it'd be her, would you?
Well, any of them. I mean,
I would have thought it would have been Kamala Harris or Bernie or maybe even Biden. By the way, the big news this weekend is Joe Biden on Wednesday will be announcing that he's running for president.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Well, if I were Trump, I'd say to Elizabeth Warren, make my day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously she's not a student of history. Trying to indict a president like that, to impeach a president in this manner does not work very well for those trying to do so.
Well, they believe they've got him on obstruction because of the innuendos that have been coming, some of them not true, I might add, out of the Mueller report, because people are interpreting the facts in their own words, but you can't change the facts from what they are to begin with, because that's why they're known as facts.
Absolutely. And so if these things were to go to court or whatever and be hashed out, the Democrats would be turned out. So she needs to understand that. But if she wants to do that, I mean, keep barking in up that tree and it's going to go nowhere.
Yeah, and everybody in this audience certainly agrees with you. And, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, again, Elizabeth Warren, in case you haven't heard, is the first Democratic presidential candidate to come out and publicly call for the impeachment of Donald Trump based on the obstruction that he did with the problems that came forth by the Mueller investigation. By the way, what are they calling it? Page two comes this week or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what's disturbing about this? President Trump is the first one since I'll go back to Reagan to do this much good for the country in this amount of time. And this is the one they want to destroy. But we know why. But it's still a shame that it's going this way for against a guy who's been doing so much for the country. And had the Congress been working with him, this country would even be in a lot better shape. So,
well, I think it has to do with things like, oh, gosh, open borders, the loss of a common language because you can speak any language and come here, the welfare state, the violent entertainment we keep seeing coming from Hollywood, the decline of morality in America, the unchecked debauchery that's out there, the class warfare, the unbearable taxation. They want more taxes, not less. The outsourcing, the trade deficits, exploding the debt, money devaluation. By the way, military cuts, that's one of their favorite. And terrorist attacks, which more seem to happen under Barack Obama's watch than any other president. Did you notice that?
Yeah, of course. Weakness brings that out, by the way. So, or the appearance of weakness enables the terrorists or emboldens the terrorists and people of that ilk to do more damage. And so it's bad. And by the way, the United States is number 35 in the world as far as infrastructure quality.
Well, at one time I think we were much higher than that, though.
Oh, of course. I believe in the 50s or something, we were number one, or very close to number one. So we've slipped a long way and got a long way to get back. But under this president, the possibility of repairing such things is most possible because we have a much more prosperous economy. There's more money to do such things.
Well,
Congress needs to drop the ball.
Dwight Eisenhower back in the 50s put in the interstate highway system, and that was to get the military to be able to move more rapidly from point A to point B to address different situations in the United States, like an emergency or whatnot. And Dwight Eisenhower was responsible for that. And, of course, he should be commended because I can remember when I first got on, not U.S. 20, I-90. The U.S. 20 used to be the way that you would go to Chicago. And my family took a trip to Chicago, and we got on the brand-new interstate, I-90, and it was unbelievable how smooth that road was and all that, but not anymore.
Yeah,
hold that thought. Okay, folks, and by the way, potholes, Chicago, you've been around Chicago lately? Hold on to your socks when you're right around that place. Gee whiz, good Lord. Okay, we'll be right back. Kathy, tell them how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
1-800-516-3371. Call now. 1-800-516-3371.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is brought to you by our good friends at the David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, veterans and first responders always get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers, and David E. Garrett, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. So visit their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's davidegarrettjewelers.com. And be sure to shop for some of the thousands of available items, or if there's something that you don't see, or maybe you want something made, maybe it's a St. Christopher's medal or one of the Celtic crosses the fire department individuals wear, maybe you want to do that, or maybe it's a military medallion. They can do all of that for you, but give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers. A jeweler you can trust, proud supporters of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Ron Edwards is with us from the Edwards Notebook. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Now, so much to talk about in so little time. Moving from the impeachment, let's get over to Jerry Nadler, who's also become rather moronic. I think the guy is just grandstanding with all the stuff. Well, we're going to petition, and we're going to subpoena, and we're going to get all of this, and they got to turn it over, and they got to give us the notes, and they got to give us all that. Does he not, well, I'm sure he does, but does he not realize the law that comes into play here when you're dealing with innocent people and grand juries and all that sort of stuff. He can't get some of the stuff he's asking for.
Well, Nadler is a liar. He's a very dishonest individual, and he is on a political witch hunt. And it's just, you know, you ever been to a picnic and there's a gnat that just keeps buzzing around?
Oh, I have, yep.
Yeah, that's Nadler. And so he's just a gnat, and he just won't go away. And he's just an irritant, and he's out to destroy the presidency. And this is a philosophical battle. People have to understand that Nadler and company are out to destroy Trump, and they will do it. If they can do it with just nothing but lies, they're willing to go in that direction and stay there, because that's basically all they've been doing. They've either been exaggerating on certain points or out and out lying.
Yeah.
They want to dig deeper. Jerry Nadler and other Democrats, they're all working together to destroy this administration.
Mm-hmm. And here's some of the crazy statements that were made. Senator Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal, the Marine that wasn't the Marine in Vietnam. You get my drift on that. Why wasn't Trump Jr. charged? And, of course, the House Democrats are subpoenaing the full Mueller report with all the notes. And Pelosi, of course, is over in Ireland, and she's dodged the whole question by saying, well, we'll defend the Constitution. But here's a question that Attorney General Barr was asked at a press conference when he announced the Mueller information. Just listen to this for a quick second here.
Yes. Or did the special counsel indicate that he wanted you to make the decision or that it should be left for Congress? And also, how do you respond to criticism you're receiving from congressional Democrats that you're acting more as an attorney for the president rather than as the chief law enforcement officer?
Special Counsel Mueller did not indicate that his purpose was to leave the decision to Congress. I hope that was not his view, since we don't convene grand juries and conduct criminal investigations for that purpose. I didn't talk to him directly about the fact that we were making the decision, but I am told that his reaction to that was that it was my prerogative as Attorney General to make that decision.
Well, that's true. So when you hear all of this rigmarole going back and forth about, well, Congress should have the final say in this, that, and the other, well, Congress doesn't.
Absolutely. The Congress people know that. But unfortunately, and I've said this about other issues, Captain, a lot of American people don't understand all these twists and turns of American law and jurisprudence. And so, therefore, the Democrats can sit around and make a whole lot of noise and blow out of their backsides. And a lot of people will listen to that and buy into all this BS. And this is what the Democrats are depending on, not facts. They're not promoting their agenda of infanticide, the Green New Deal, and other things of that ilk, because they know that these are destructive policies. And so this is all they have to do, is to try to, through lies and innuendo, harm the Trump administration. That's all they have.
Well, listen to the who's who list here and who's chiming in now. Elijah Cummins, who is a Democrat from Maryland, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, said that the House may weigh in on impeaching President Donald Trump, but they first have to wait until they get the full picture and all the documents that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has to offer. And then Steny Hoyer said, well, it's just not worthwhile. Then Adam Schiff says it's doubtful. And then Jerry Nadler comes out and says, well, it's a possibility. And then, of course, you got the presidential candidate, Elizabeth Warren, coming out and say Donald Trump needs to be impeached.
All bull capitalists with a hit. Seriously.
Yeah.
And if the Republicans really know, could finally understand and how to fight back and put these things together, they could win re-election for the Trump administration very easily, and they could take back the House. But we're going to see if they're willing to or able to fight intellectually and learn how to turn this stuff around.
Well,
Go ahead.
The Republicans have some good things to run on, and all they have to do is run on that and also promote the rest of their agenda, which is good, against the political, you know, BS of the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you've got
this. It's theirs to win if they want it.
You've got this guy Swalwell out there in California, who, by the way, is also running for president because he wants to change the gun laws. He says that the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, must resign. He's got a petition out there to do just that. He's looking to get a million signatures on it. Won't happen.
Do you remember that everybody from both sides of the aisle not long ago were calling Mr. Barr so highly qualified?
Sure.
Very honest. What a guy.
And now he's a liar.
Yeah.
Nadler actually said that he lied.
Yeah, because he's not out to help them destroy the Trump administration or act like a wimpy Republican and just stand by while they just try to pick Trump apart.
I got news for them. Neither is Robert Mueller. They're going to be shocked when they bring Mueller to the table to testify. He's not going to say anything damning.
No, he can't.
Nope.
I cannot wait until Mueller sits down. I cannot wait, because I think they're going to be sickened.
And by the way, unfortunately, Congress is exempt from a lot of the defamation laws that are out there, that you or me, if we said things like this, we could be sued for what we've had to say. And Mark Levin came out and said, it's a crap report. Claims of real evidence against Trump are all BS from the top to the bottom. Schiff is still saying, well, we've got proof. We've got proof. Really? Really?
Well, they need to draw him up and really sit him down and say, put up or shut up. Seriously.
Yeah.
Where's the proof? Where's the proof, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
That's all he's been doing. I've got the proof. I've got it right here. It's over here. It's over there. I've got it. I'm going to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
Yeah. And by the way, Congressman Mark Meadows, who's part of the Freedom Caucus, said, would you be happy about being accused of being investigated for a crime you didn't commit? I don't think so.
I know I wouldn't be. And you know, people are upset because Trump kind of acted, he didn't act bad, in my opinion. He responded to a bunch of crap that's against this, trying to destroy him.
Oh, and by the way, the gift that keeps on giving, AOC, says that she'll now support her buddy Tlaib's impeachment resolution. So there's another one.
Yeah. And, did you hear about Tlaib? I think she wants to go on a hunger strike.
Yeah. Well, she needs to lose a little weight, too.
And I say, well, let her have at it, because if she wants to starve herself to death, you know, we'll have one less crook in Congress.
Yeah, I'll remember that when I had my pancakes and sausage this morning at the IHOP. All right, well, we'll talk to you next week, so you have yourself a very nice Easter, and to all our Jewish friends, a happy Passover. So we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Bye now.
All righty, Ron Edwards, The Edwards Notebook, and there's an Edwards Notebook coming up right after the bottom of the hour here. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who wants to sit behind the Oval Office at the White House in 2020, is calling on Congress to start impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro tells CNN he sees both sides.
Is there a political risk in pursuing impeachment? Of course the answer is yes. There is a political risk for Democrats. We saw what happened to Republicans in 1998 when they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. But I also think that there is an even greater risk to the country in doing nothing.
The Justice Department said Friday the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupik says Attorney General William Barr released a report with minimal redactions. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced Friday to 25 years to life for abusing 12 of their 13 children. They pleaded guilty in February to charges including torture and false imprisonment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The ambiguities of life.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just as I predicted, there is no there there. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, after nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, witness interviews, and many lives ruined financially, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government-sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those schemes. Be that as it may, the Democrats are hell-bent on being a never-ending source of political torture to President Trump and are hoping they can prevent the president from successfully carrying out his duties as president. Democrats and Rhino Republicans are still smoldering over the election of Trump because he is the first president since Ronald Reagan to consistently put American interest over that of the United Nations or any other nation that has taken advantage of the U.S. Hopefully there will soon be an investigation into the illegal acts taken to begin the Mueller investigation in the first place. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on AmericaMatters.us and Sundays at 12 a.m. Eastern on Talk America Radio Network.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards and S.E. Edwards Notebook. And by the way, that portion, that edition of the Edwards Notebook was brought to you by our friends at Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B.life. They are a new social media company. And as you well know, if you or one of your friends has been blocked or banned or silenced on Facebook or Twitter, this is a social media page that will stand up for innocent life, for love of God, for supporting freedom, belief in American values. You want to wave the American flag over here at Hub.life? Wave it all you want, because Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express your belief in freedom, truth, justice, and the American decency that we all live by. Now, stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at hub.life. That's H-U-B.life. And it's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life, a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook as well as the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And I'm over there. You can find me listed there, and Ron Edwards is over there, and Kyle Warren's over there, and Frank Silvato formed a page over there. This is an alternative, and what we're doing is we haven't all left Facebook together. We haven't done that. We're slowly trying to transform over the people that we've got in the different groups over to Hub.life. Now, I've got 12 different groups that I'm responsible for that I've started, and I'm the admin or the founder, whatever the heck they call it. I know they got a title at Facebook. I never really paid attention to it. But I've got over 250,000 people that I would have to move if I could move them all at one time, and that's just not going to happen because some people will invariably stay on Facebook. But I can't move all those people at one time, so I'm still using that. But every day, at least once a day, I post something over at Hub.life for you to look at. And usually it's the podcast of that day's show. So there you go. Now, we certainly have got a lot more stuff that we can talk about here because, goodness sakes, you know, this has been one of those weeks where there have been a few surprises. One of them was CNN, and I swear, when Wolf Blitzer made the announcement with Jake Tapper, I swear he looked like he was going to cry. But here's what Wolf Blitzer said when they came back after what the Attorney General had to say during his announcement.
All right, so there you have almost a complete vindication of the President of the United States by the Attorney General of the United States. He says, and we still haven't seen this nearly 400-page redacted report, and he says there are limited redactions, but several times, maybe four, five, six times, he said precisely, Jake, what the President of the United States wanted to hear, no collusion.
Yeah, at least six or seven times he made the very clear point that the special counsel found no evidence that there was any attempts by anybody on the Trump campaign or associated with the Trump campaign, or indeed even any American knowingly conspiring with the Russians. He made that point several times, which will no doubt please President Trump. I guess the question is now, what does the report say, and how well does that line up with what the Attorney General just said?
Now, what they're trying to do is take the report, and Jerry Nadler is villain number one in this, is take the report and say that Attorney General Barr, in his own words, acted as if he was the attorney for the President of the United States by saying what he did in the way he did. But here's the thing. You can only state, and attorneys know this better than anybody, you can only state factually what factually is in a report to begin with. You can't make up stuff just because it doesn't sound like what you wanted it to sound like. And oh, by the way, Jerry Nadler, I'm going to say this again because you heard me say it with Ron Edwards. Jerry Nadler, all those notes that are there that were taken, all the redactions that are there, some of which are there because of security clearances, and you can't release secret information, number one. all the redactions that are there because of people who weren't charged for anything, but their names were mentioned, and you can't say that either. It's against the law. Even if a judge were to say, well, yes, it's okay to release the names, guess what? There'd be an immediate challenge and an injunction levied against the judge. And the case might go all the way to the Supreme Court. And that's what's, where this is headed. This is going to be in the legal system for the better part of, I'd say, a minimum of 6 to 9 months and maybe a year or more. That's how ridiculous this is. Now, something else that's ridiculous. John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado, talking about marijuana. And listen to this.
In terms of pot, I think the key with pot is to recognize that we, you know, I opposed it in the beginning, and our voters passed it 55 to 45. So I felt the constitutional, you know, the state constitution says that you've got to obey the will of the people. So we did everything we could to make it work. And I think it is working. We do a poll every 2 years of over 20,000 people, and we can say with pretty much confidence that young people, there is no spike in their consumption. Right? The only increase in a demographic consumption is senior citizens. You can make your own conclusions from that. But the bottom line is we haven't seen dramatic increases in driving while high. Most of the things we most feared haven't happened. And I think that the federal government should, you know, delist it from the, you know, Schedule I narcotics so we could do testing on it. We should get the FDA to look at really making sure that we're treating it as or measuring it and testing it as a narcotic, as a, you know, a medicine that can help people. Then the second thing you should do is make sure the Department of Agriculture is looking at what pesticides, you know, are we doing anything that could be harmful to people. And then let states one by one decide what they want. Sort of what we did when we repealed prohibition. The federal government didn't come and say alcohol is going to be available for everyone. The federal government said states can choose, and within certain states, even to this day, some counties in Texas or Oklahoma still are dry counties. You can't get liquor there.
Surprise, surprise, Governor Hickenlooper. About half of what you said, you don't even know what you're talking about. Driving under the influence is up in Colorado. Now, what is that influence that they're driving under? DUIs, they call them. Is it just alcohol? No. Could it be marijuana or could it be drugs in their system? Yep. Is it just marijuana when it comes to drugs? Nope. They could be high on some other kind of dope. And guess what? Don't take my word for it. Go look at the statistics that are out there in Colorado. This governor should have known that before he opened his mouth. DUI arrests are up in the state of Colorado. And that would only stand to make sense. By the way, in some cases, it's just a fine. They pay a fine. But depending on how bad it is, if you get in an accident, that's a different story. Then you wind up probably going to jail, DUI. All right. I'll be right back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Your last chance to chime in if you wish to do so. I'll give you the phone number here because Kathy's going to give it to you right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It doesn't matter. You didn't get what you wanted.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 175 locations across the United States of America, and there's probably one not very far away from you if you're listening to me right now. Well, today, Saturday, we'll have a small craft advisory here. There'll be some coastal showers earlier today. It'll be going away because then it'll be mostly clear, and the winds out of the west this morning turning to the west-northwest, gusts to 18 miles an hour, but later in the day we'll have gusts anywhere from 25 to 30 out of the west-northwest with sustained winds pretty much 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, the seas will be 3 to 6 foot. They will be choppy. The Gulf water temperature 78, the bay water temperature 77. High tide came at 3:53 a.m. our tide. Low tide coming at 8:57 a.m. And I'll tell you what, yesterday there had to be some 9-foot waves out there because as I was coming across the Howard Franklin Bridge coming to Tampa in one of those straight line squalls that we had. The waves were coming from the right to left as you were going north, and they were hitting the seawall, and the water was coming all the way out, two lanes of traffic into the road on I-75 north, 275 northbound. That's a big wave. They had to be 8 to 9 foot, might have even been 10 foot for all I know. But every now and then, and it wasn't every wave, but it would hit it and boom, right out in the middle of the highway. So, let's talk about the Freedom Boat Club, shall we? Because the Freedom Boat Club has plenty to offer those people that want the fun of being out on the water with a boat without having to buy a boat and go through all the different expense that's incurred with that. Now, here's what you do. You check out the Freedom Boat Club by going to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or you give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, and they've got three different ways that you can join. Number one is the seasonal plan. Now, that's if you're down here from Timbuktu or Ontario, Canada, or Maine, or Nova Scotia, and you're down here for a week or two or three or any other location in the country, you can join their seasonal plan if you're only there for a short time. But if you want to use the system and you want to take advantage of what full membership means, they have the economy plan, which is the 5-day-a-week plan. That's the one I'm in, Monday through Friday. Then they have the standard plan, which is the 7-day-a-week plan, which means 7 days, anytime, any way. Now, with each one of the plans, you get the first month of membership dues free. You get unlimited usage for whatever your plan calls for at any locations, anywhere in the area or the franchises across the country. You get 4 rolling reservations at a time. That means you can have 4 days in a row booked up and not have any problem. You'll have a boat every day. And you get reciprocity at 175 locations across the country. Now, we have a special deal going on down here in Tampa Bay right now with the Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com people. And what it is you get $1,000 off your membership, your one-time initiation fee, your entry fee. You get $1,000 off. But if you're active duty military, military veteran, first responder, active or retired, you're in the medical profession, doctor, nurse practitioner, orderly, maybe you're the laundry guy, maybe you're a radiologist or whatever it is you do in the medical field, and you work for someone medical, whether it's a hospital, a convalescent facility, a nursing home, or whatever, doctor's office, you also get another $500 on top of that $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. And you can add partners and split the fee by one or two or three people, whatever you want to do. So here's what you do. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, to the telephone lines we go. 60 seconds with Todd. What's on your mind?
Well, happy Easter to you, boss. Happy Easter to you. God bless you and everybody that listens to this great show. Just want to say, Donald, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. Anytime they Pocahontas or anybody mentions the word impeachment, your votes went up 10,000, okay? Because the American people see through the corrupt Democrat Party and the DNC. They're all falling on the sword because they know the FBI and the DOJ and all 16 agencies were weaponized against an American citizen, okay? And forget about you being president. It was an American citizen who they weaponized against. So anytime you laugh at the devil, the devil is the Democrat Party. You got to laugh at them. So anytime they say that, your votes went up 10,000 because the American people would never want that happening to anybody. Their worst enemy would happen to you. So God bless you. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And when you go to church, everyone put another $10, $20 in there and say, this is for Donald J. Trump. Lord bless him who's been under attack. God bless you, Captain, for standing up for the country, and happy Easter.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd, and happy Easter to you, too. And to all our Jewish friends, have a happy and safe Passover. And Todd brings up an interesting point, and I won't belabor it that much, but the Democrats are dangerous. They're dangerous with the things they're putting out there right now. You talk about our Constitution. To them, it's what Constitution? They want to have, they want to rewrite the Constitution. They want to rewrite a lot of these laws. They want to change things. And who riots and demands that our freedoms and rights need to be cut back? Who wants the First Amendment curbed? Who is it that says the Second Amendment's abolished and needs to be abolished? Who wants carbon energy abandoned in 12 years? Who wants mothers to have the right to kill their babies before and after birth? Who fights against public display of faith in Christianity and can't even decide if God exists? By the way, who wants biological laws revised? Who allows men pretending to women to use women's restrooms? It's not the Republicans. It's the Democrats. And they're dangerous. What Democrat says stupid things to black voters like, vote for a Republican and he'll put you back in chains, back in chains? It was a Democrat that put people in chains. They were the KKK. They were the KKK. They started it. And who wants socialism? A system, despite Democratic propaganda, that has never been successful in any country around the world and has killed millions of people in the process. Yes, folks, Democrats are dangerous. You betcha. All right. And Todd, who's that? Oh, this is Sean.
Yeah, good morning, Captain.
I can give you about 60 seconds because we're going to go right to the hard break here.
I hear you. Happy Easter coming up.
Thank you.
You bet. The bottom line here is I just can't get it through my head how everybody isn't saying this or how it can't be fact that you can't, how can you obstruct justice when there was no crime? I mean,
that's right.
There was no crime. The investigation was put into place illegally because there's supposed to be an underlying crime to investigate. And there was none of those things. So what is he obstructing? He's obstructing them from trying to get him, destroy his presidency and get him impeached. That's what he's obstructing. Oh, well, good. I'm glad he did it. It's just ridiculous to me that they hear this garbage and it's just never going to stop. These people are communists. They want to destroy this country. They're all getting paid. Half of them are getting paid by the drug cartels. Half of them are getting paid from China. They're a bunch of crooks running our government. And it's so damn apparent that the only way to get rid of them is, I don't know, because they got the voting boxes in their districts all filled with fake voting fraud going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to defeat something unless you get down to this voter fraud thing.
Okay.
I think that's the bottom line.
All right, I got to run, though, but here comes a hard break, and thank you very much, Sean, and you have a happy Easter.
You too, my friend.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, and that takes care of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I just got a message from Jeff, and I think Jeff is somewhere in my backyard here. So he and I are going to be going to breakfast, it looks like. So, okay, Jeff, let me know. I'm waiting on you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.